I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Can you do it?
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
Let the master do it.
Minnesota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.
I'm WSW. Your morning team of David, Pat, and Charlie in studio.
Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Art Lewis has been everywhere, man.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah. Probably all the cities Art has ever visited.
Or I can't keep track of it.
And why are we playing Johnny Cash this morning, Pat Johnston? What did you tell me?
I learned that today would have been Johnny's 89th birthday.
Oh, really?
How about that?
He was born in 1932, so that would be 89.
Because he was 67 when he passed.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, or I think he made it to 70. I think he was, yeah.
Somebody's got to look it up.
Yeah, the man in black.
Yep.
Oh, man. What a great music legacy that he had, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, of course, we can still enjoy today because we have all those great musical opportunities.
And, you know, he recorded all the way to the very, very end, too. Had an album come out just after he died.
Yeah, remember that? He started, didn't he? He did the album with some duets, didn't he, with people?
And oh, yeah.
And did some acoustic stuff, too?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think he did a duet with Tom Petty, who passed away, of course, a couple years ago.
He also did some with his wife, June Carter
Cash. Oh, of course. So, yeah. So many. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yep. Right. And one of the last videos he ever did was a song. He covered a Nine Inch Nails song, which just showed you, though, he listened to just about everything.
Whose song?
Nine Inch Nails. Do you remember them from the 90s?
Not even close.
See, Johnny Cash did. 70-year-old Johnny Cash. And he covered the song. It's a great song, but the video was that he and June filmed the video, and then she died shortly after, and then he died only, what was it, 6 months later? Something like that. It was very close. Right, so it's kind of a chilling video to watch of Johnny Cash's life.
I wonder if he ever did a song with his daughter, Roseanne.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
I would think so.
Sure they
somewhere
did.
Along the line.
Yeah. Who knew that Pat Johnston was such a Cash historian?
Oh, yeah. Like
No, Pat is a music historian. So. He was 71, by the way.
71.
So good job on your part. Yeah.
Who, Pat?
No, not yet. Some mornings I feel like that, but no. Also, I wanted to bring this up, too. Charlie, I apologize. I wanted to bring this up a couple days
ago. That's okay.
When I arrived here at the station a couple days ago, that was on Wednesday, I smelled my very first skunk.
Oh,
that's a good sign.
That's right. That is a good sign. That is a great sign because that means spring is right around the corner. Oh, I took a deep breath.
And there are times one really is glad that they work from home.
What, you don't have skunks in your neighborhood?
You sure you weren't smelling the dumpster, Pat? I don't think they've been here in at least 2 weeks.
I don't think it was the dumpster, but I noticed that. Yeah. No, it wasn't. I meant to ask about that, but I was going to let it go.
You are lucky that you're at home.
That's all right. I got my own garbage in the kitchen to worry about. So.
Bet you it's not looking like our dumpster.
Not like ours.
Probably not. Probably not.
It is 828 on WSGW on your Friday morning. Morning team show with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie, and most importantly, you. Where else do you get dumpster talk in the morning?